Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you who has come to an agreement. Four-year contracts have now been agreed to by both the union and the Pittsburgh Public School District for teachers and other professionals, paraprofessionals, technical and clerical members as well. Joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Gene Walker, board member. Gene, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I would imagine a lot of people are happy that these deals got done.
I would think so. I mean, I think as a board and as a district, we're happy, and it sounds like from everyone that I've talked to that the teachers and clerical workers and everyone involved is also very happy that this is done and out of the way.
Right. It can become very contentious. In this case, kind of kept it quiet, rolling along, and boom, you got a deal. So that solidifies things in terms of the contract, those three contracts for the next 4 years. But as a board member, and you well know, you have financial challenges, too, overall with the budget, right?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, we still face some significant challenges that we continue to work through.
And those challenges are, and I know we've heard talk about the potential for school closures. That's not going to happen next year, if it happens at all, but something's got to give, right?
Yeah, I think so. And there are a couple of factors that are, you know, really pressing hard on us. One is, you know, a tax diversion that's been going to the city for 20 years that we would like to see changed. And the other is, you know, stabilization of our property tax income through a tax reassessment by the county.
And how likely do you think that is? Because the county's having their own financial challenges as well.
You know, I think we have a much clearer route to working with the county to get tax reassessment so we can stabilize some of those property taxes, not just from a revenue standpoint for the district, but also for a payment stability for residents who own homes. I think the tax diversion through the city is going to take a little bit more time and be a little bit more challenging.
And there have been, obviously, a lot of retractions in terms of use of space in downtown, which adds to the economic challenges, too. The assessments might not be better in many cases. They might go the other way, too. That's a possibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some instances where folks will see an increase in their taxes if we do a reassessment. Some people will see it lowered. You know, the good thing about all of this is there is a legal provision that prevents a windfall for any taxing body. So even when a reassessment happens, we would all have to adjust our tax rates so that people aren't getting crushed in those first couple of years. And then there'd be a gradual increase that I think most of us would be okay absorbing long term.
We're with Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member. And Gene, the most important part of all of this is the education of the students, you know, our future, our collective future. And there have been some positive things. You know, it's not all doom and gloom all the time. They probably feel that way sometimes, but test scores have been improving.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's been some really positive notes. Some of our test scores, especially from reading in third grade, have improved. Our graduation rates are improving. Our enrollment seems to be stabilizing after a long time of decline. Next month, I believe, we'll hear about math scores, and so we'll see what happens with those. But there is a lot of good happening at Pittsburgh Public Schools, and we just need to be able to tell that story as we go forward.
And looking into the new year, what is the most pressing issue for the board?
You know, the next thing up is really a feasibility report from the superintendent regarding the school consolidation plan. And that's going to take a lot of work as we continue to figure out how do we, you know, get our district in a position that allows us to provide the highest quality education for our kids and sets us up for the future.
And what's the last day of school for Pittsburgh Public headed into the holidays? Do you know?
Tomorrow is the last day for our kids until after our students and teachers until after the new year. So they have one more day after today.
Wow. That's everybody's looking forward to a little break, no doubt.
I think so.
All right, Gene, appreciate it. Really, it's an important day to announce the four-year contracts again by the teachers, other professionals, paraprofessionals, technical and clerical workers as well for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Gene Walker, school board member.